Way down upon the Suwannee River.
Mr. Swanee.
Oh, this is the best one yet.
We're always looking for new ones.
That's where the old folks stay.
Like kind of a cross between Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger there.
You know what? You know what we've done, Mr. Swanee?
What?
And you will take full responsibility for this. In fact, let me rephrase that.
I don't even know, and I'm already taking full responsibility.
You are. In fact, I said, look what we've done. Let me rephrase that. Look what you've done. Because of you, and I'm sure it is only because of you, Rachel is leaving the show. This is her last week.
Oh, really?
I know. I know. So a round of applause, please, for the work Rachel has done.
Rachel.
Yes.
Is she going on to become a recording artist?
Yes, she is, actually. Yes. In fact, what you heard, that Schwanee song you heard, that was her.
Oh.
No.
Yes. Yes, it was. So she is far more talented than any of us know. So thank you for all the work you've done on this radio show, Rachel. We appreciate that.
Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Good morning, 6:38. WGN Radio, I am Steve Dale. Towels, anyone? Yeah, Chicago Animal Care and Control needs some towels, actually. Use towels, but clean, please. You could drop them off. 2741 Southwestern Avenue, that's where Animal Care and Control happens to be. Yes, it is an honor for me to introduce the person who may be America's next favorite veterinarian. It is the patriotic thing, I believe, to vote for her. Here she is, Dr. Natalie Marks. Good morning, Dr. Marks.
Good morning.
Oh, let's say that again. There we go. We found you. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, this is, let's explain what this is. There's a contest. It is America's favorite veterinarian, sponsored by the American Veterinary Medical Foundation. That's a nonprofit arm of the AVMA.
That's right.
Which in of itself is a nonprofit, but that's beside the point. But they do great things, not only for veterinarians, but for the general public. So one example, when an emergency strikes, there they are saving the animals in veterinary clinics, floods, emergencies, hurricanes, that sort of thing. Just one of the things that the AVMF, American Veterinary Medical Foundation, does. And they said last year, we're going to begin holding this this contest every year for America's favorite veterinarian. They had some esteemed judges judge, I don't know how many entrants, maybe 100, I'm guessing.
They said this year there were over close to 1,000 nominations, I think.
For veterinarians?
There were.
Wow. And of all those nominations, they came down to 20. And you are one of those, the only one from Illinois, the only one from the Chicago area, obviously. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's really been a humbling honor to have this decision to be a finalist. I was nominated by a wonderful client who really helps make my job amazing. It's wonderful to live your passion, and I really get to do that every day. So to have this has really been quite a surprise, but just a wonderful honor, and I'm just happy to be nominated.
So our telephone number, 312-981-7200. You have questions about your pets, your pet's health, 312-981-7200, or you can text us at that same number, 312-981-7200. A lot of medical things I want to talk to you about.
Absolutely.
But I do want to talk to you about the contest. You might be named America's favorite veterinarian. By the way, you can all vote for her. Please do. It is the patriotic thing to do. America's favorite veterinarian.org. It's
right.
That simple. You just go there. You look for Dr. Mark's pretty face. You click on vote, and there you go. It is that easy. It's free, which I like, and it's easy. And if you live in the Chicago area or Illinois or even the Midwest, it is your responsibility to vote for Dr. Marks right now. But what is it about being a veterinarian that you like the most?
You know, being a veterinarian to me combines the best of the animal world and the human world. It's really a unique career in which I get to help both animals and humans. You know, we are thought of as medical doctors for pets, but we actually have a very important role in public health. So I like being able to make sure that when a family adopts a new puppy, they understand the risks of bringing a puppy in. Could there be parasites that could transmit to the toddlers in the house? You know, talking about what we'll be talking about a little bit later, leptospirosis and Lyme disease. Some infectious diseases are very prevalent in Chicago that can not only affect your pet, but also affect your family. I really love watching the relationship develop between, you know, humans and pets. That human-animal bond is really indescribable. It's really underplayed and how much it can affect and really impact in such a positive way people's lives. And so every day I get to do that, and every day is different. So it's really the best career.
I think in some ways you impact families in some ways arguably more than a medical doctor, and certainly play the role that like a pediatrician would play in some ways, because your patients cannot tell you. In some ways, they are telling you in ways that you understand, and in ways lots of pet owners understand sometimes, but sometimes not. And you have to be there to interpret that and also represent their best interest.
Right. And I don't think owners understand how valuable their information is when they come in and we're asking different questions about how their pet is doing. You know, little subtle things can make a big difference in the diagnosis of different diseases in their pets, and they can certainly... You know, my motto is always to be proactive, not reactive. You know, we want to prevent disease. We want to promote wellness. We want to catch things before there's a problem. So, you know, it's really important also just for that communication between the owner and the veterinarian. So it's really, it's a joy every day.
You've been all over the media a couple of months ago with this. You mentioned it earlier. It's a very long word. It sounds scary. Leptospirosis. What is that?
Well, leptospirosis, which we can just call lepto moving forward. Lepto is a bacterial disease spread by rodents. Primarily around here, we see it through raccoons and rats and opossums and a few other species. But it is a bacterial disease that can be, unfortunately, fatal not only to pets, but in rare cases to people too. It's transmitted through urine of rodents, and rodents sort of live harmoniously with this bacteria, and they urinate it out in standing water sources around the city. So we see this disease in alleyways, ornamental ponds in the yard, the beach, dog parks where there's communal water bowls, the storefront water bowls, all those places where there's poor draining water and the rodents urinate. And then our dogs either drink that water or they step in it and lick their feet. They can end up getting liver and kidney failure from this disease actually pretty quickly. So unfortunately, a lot of times we don't see those cases immediately or at the very early stages, and that's when we can have some very severe complications.
Now, there's good news concerning dogs, and then there's bad news. The bad news is, okay, let's say your dog is not protected. So the good news we'll talk about is protection. But let's say your dog is not protected, then gives you one of those wet dog kisses.
Right. So leptospirosis, as I mentioned, can affect people, and it can affect people from your pet. So contaminated urine is the source of infection for lepto. And this is commonly found in people, usually in hot springs exposure. But we have documented it in transmission from dogs to kids, where toddlers are putting everything in their mouth. Yep. Immune suppressed individuals, people on chemotherapy, just that whole group where their immune system is down, and it causes the same problem, liver and kidney failure. And it wouldn't be something necessarily, I think, that most medical doctors would immediately go to as as a possible reason. So
then by the time they figure it out, but there is protection for our pets.
There is. So most of our vaccine companies have a four-strain vaccine that is given once a year to help protect. And remember, vaccines aren't 100%. They lessen the chance of disease and they lessen the intensity of disease. So even vaccinated dogs, we are still encouraging owners, really try to be very cautious when you're exposing your dog to contaminated water sources around the city. It's important to bathe them after the lake. It's important to stay out of alleys. There's a lot of risk in there, not just the water. You know, bring a collapsible water bowl and a bottle of water and bring that to the park. Don't share those water bowls. We really have had this rodent explosion, as the mayor has said this year.
Yes.
Tons and tons of contamination sources. We'll just leave it at that. But
indeed,
it has been a big, big problem. So make sure you talk to your veterinarian.
All right. So when we come back, we're going to be talking about Cushing's disease. And also I want to talk to you about Lyme disease and much more. 647 right here at WGN. You are excited, Dr. Marks.
Woo-hoo!
I want to try to get some phone calls in. We have a question here. Every time you're on the radio with me, there's a question about Cushing's disease. And yes, that's what Sam wants to know about. Hi, Sam. You're on WGN. And in fact, because you called in, Sam?
Yes.
Because you called in, we're going to give you a copy of Decoding Your Dog, which I co-edited from the American Veterinary Society of Animal Behavior. So go ahead.
Thank you. My dog was recently diagnosed with Cushing's disease, and we're worried about her lifespan. How does it affect her lifespan?
Well, that's a great question. Cushing's disease, when well treated, doesn't really affect the dog's lifespan in as much as most people would think, because we're
able
to
explain what is Cushing's disease.
Yeah, well, I'll back up a little bit. Cushing's disease is one of the most common endocrine or hormonal diseases of dogs. Cats can actually rarely get it, but mostly dogs and people. It is an overproduction of a hormone called cortisol from the adrenal gland. So this is an overproduction of steroids in the body. We most commonly see it when the brain is telling the adrenal glands to make too much cortisol, and in some cases, unfortunately, from cancer of the adrenal glands or a tumor there. But 85% of dogs have it because the brain is telling the body to make too much when the body only needs a certain amount every day. So if we can control the amount of cortisol in the body at all times, which is what the treatment of Cushing's aims to do, many of these dogs live very uneventful lives and succumb to things that have absolutely nothing to do with Cushing's disease. There certainly are complications that we watch out for. There are skin complications. There can be changes in blood pressure, changes in the liver, which is the most common way we sort of detect it or screen for
it. How is it treated?
Treatment involves medication, and there are two commonly used medications these days, lysodrin and trilistane. And really, it's best to talk to your veterinarian about what's best for your pet and your lifestyle and any other medical conditions that might be going on. So make sure you talk to your veterinarian. They should be able to have a pretty long discussion with you about the pros and cons and options.
Thank you very much, Sam. And I said you'll be getting Decoding Your Dog. You'd think I would know this. This just shows how early in the morning. I said authored by members of the American Veterinary Society. It's authored by the veterinary behaviorist, who are diplomates of the American College of Veterinary Behaviorists. But I did just do something you know about with the American Veterinary Society of Animal Behavior, two different groups. I know, it's crazy.
It is crazy.
These names. About breed-specific bans. And if you go to avsabonline.org or my blog, chicagonow.com/Steve Dale, you can read a position paper that I co-authored about why breed bans just don't work. Are pets an important part of the family, Dr. Marks?
You have no idea.
I guess that's a yes.
That's speechless.
Here with Dr. Natalie Marks on WGN, America's favorite veterinarian. She may be just that, with your vote. Isn't it the civic responsibility of everyone to vote?
It would be wonderful.
Yes, America's favorite veterinarian.org. She is amazing. And if you want to read a story that I guess has kind of gone viral about Dr. Marks, I wrote that story, chicagonow.com/Steve Dale, because the truth is, she is my favorite veterinarian because she is my veterinarian and has made a difference in my life. You know what I'm talking about if you're close to your veterinarian. That is America's favorite veterinarian.org. We literally only have like 30 seconds here. So Lyme disease, I'm calling it an epidemic. Am I right?
We are seeing so much tick disease, which in Chicago, most people think, I take my dog to Lincoln Park, how is that my dog ever exposed to ticks? Well, they are. We're seeing so many people traveling with their dogs to Michigan, Wisconsin in the weekends and bringing those ticks back. So it's really important to make sure that you talk to your veterinarian. Is your dog going in endemic areas where we need to talk about Lyme vaccination, making sure they're on flea and tick preventative every month, especially if you're going rural Indiana, people who have summer homes, weekend homes, traveling with their dogs to Door County.
And it's more than Lyme disease.
Absolutely.
There's a whole long list of tick diseases.
Ehrlichia, Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever.
She knows them all, of course. Yeah. Dr. Marks, you are amazing. You will be back with
us. Thank you, Steve.
America's favorite veterinarian.org. You heard the tone. You know what that means. You do know what that means. It means it's 7 o'clock.